beneficiaries of it will be able to tap into it. So, Senator Metzen, welcome to the committee.
Thank you very much.
Senate File 4.
Mr. Chairman and members, you said it very well. This bill, very critical, and it has to be on a fast track, so about 3,000 or 4,000 people will not get shut out of these extended benefits. So that's why we're working it kind of quickly. And for those who have a UI bill later on or pieces and parts of a puzzle to it, we will have a second bill. But this one we want to send through in a clean, fast pace and get it done so those benefits could get out. This bill helps wage earners who have exhausted their regular state benefits. It takes in about 3,000 workers right now, and that's the group we're trying to catch up to in a hurry. And after that, it'll be about another 150 a week that would qualify. This piggybacks on the current federal extension, and it would follow the guidelines of the federal extension for these Minnesotans. The federal government currently has in place extensions that provide up to 33 weeks of benefits. You may recall 2002, the legislature passed a bill similar to this after the 9/11 for some folks that I believe it was Senator Ellen Anderson carried the bill, and so this is not a new idea or concept. Part of the bill is to update the system and use more current wage information, currently there's some older data, and we think that part of this would put people would get things more in order and would qualify them for federal extensions going forward and cutting costs to the state. So there will be cost savings to the state of Minnesota as we go forward, but that's not right away. But is there a cost? Yes. Have we been in debt before? Yes. Have we assessed and got out of it before? Yes. Is this unusual? No. The numbers are a little higher on the total plan because of what's going on with our economy. There's presently, I believe, about 189,000 people not working in Minnesota, and I guess I haven't seen anything like this stay in the legislature. But this is the right thing to do. It's a state emergency unemployment compensation program, and department is here, can probably fill in a few blanks, but I'm giving you kind of a general overview of what's going on. And I said this morning or this afternoon in one of the hearings, I think it fits this conversation. I was watching the news the other night, and this lady was in the food shelves there dispensing food, and her neighbor lady came in, and she said, let's say, Phyllis, what are you doing here? You want to help out? And she says, no, I'm here for food. So it's real tough out there, and this is a to these 3,500 or so workers, unemployed workers, this is the right thing to do. And the chamber, they notified, nobody seems, knock on wood, coming forward opposing this. The department, I believe, will say they're neutral. I thought I heard there were four a couple hours ago, but that's all right. If they're neutral, we're happy. But anyway, that's where we're at. I'll stand for questions. But again, it's very critical that this is on a fast track. There's maybe to get the bill in shape, there's an amendment that the labor movement came forward with that cleans it up a little bit in their opinion. Department's good with it. You might take a look at it. It's the A2 amendment. It's the way they calculate it. Apparently, if it works better in one way, you get that rate, and if it works not so good the other way, you take the better rate. Is that kind of a simple way of saying it? I think the department had And I believe everybody's on board on that.
Senator Metzen, the A2 amendment just puts the bill in the shape that you wanted.
That's correct. Yeah, there's nothing. Okay. There's no single purpose or anything here. It's a global kind of a fix.
Okay, Senator Metzen moves the A2 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion adopted. Okay. Are there any questions of Senator Metzen?
You want some maybe Mr. Nelson, keep it brief. But
you want to hear from Mr. Nelson, Senator Cook?
Well, I think, Mr. Chair, some of us heard this in Business and Jobs, but I see most of the folks probably haven't here, so.
Okay.
take a minute.
Does anybody have any questions of the department? Let me put it to you that way.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, and I don't know, I guess, who would answer this, but I'm just wondering, since we're covering the folks that are not eligible for the federal extension, what is that? I mean, why don't they qualify?
That's a good question. Most states they do, but apparently our rates for those that receive it are a little higher than some of the other states. So somehow this group gets cut out, but I'll have Mr. Nelson probably give you a better explanation. This is only $215, so it's not a big number, but Mr. Nelson, maybe take a shot at that.
Mr. Nelson. Say your name for the record, please.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I am Lee Nelson. I'm an attorney here on behalf of the Department of Employment and Economic Development. Mr. Chair, Senator Fischbach, the federal law provides a special earnings threshold, and that is an individual has to have called base period earnings of 40 times their state weekly benefit amount. Now, what's the anomaly in Minnesota is because of how we compute the weekly benefit amount, we actually provide higher weekly benefits than most states do in our surrounding states. So, in effect, with the same earnings, you can qualify for higher weekly benefits in Minnesota than you can in some of the surrounding states. But correspondingly, because you have to have base period earnings of 40 times your weekly benefit amount, you don't qualify for the federal extension. But if we had provided a lower weekly benefit amount, then you would, in fact, qualify for the federal extension. So the people in total dollar actually lose out by Minnesota providing a higher weekly benefit amount than you would in many of the surrounding states. Now, what this bill does also, because of how that base period, the period of time we look at to compute your benefits, is a snapshot in time. Currently, that's the first four of the last five completed calendar quarters. So that if you filed today, we would look at the period October 1st of 07 to September 30th of 08. We wouldn't use the last quarter. And the problem is almost all of these people have those earnings, but they're just not in that snapshot in time. If you change the period of time, they do, in fact, qualify. So that's one of the things we're trying to do here. That's one piece. But I say the other piece is because you don't use that period of time, they don't qualify, even though they have worked long enough. So it's kind of an anomaly in Minnesota. Now, why is there this special requirement in federal law? You should have to ask Congress. I can tell you that when the bill was initially introduced in Congress, it did not have that requirement. That was added as an amendment when it was going through Congress. So, but it has been in prior federal extensions, that same requirement. And as Senator Metzen indicated, the legislature in 2002 passed a similar extension for those people who didn't qualify for the then federal extension. But Senator Metzen's office contacted me, and we worked with his office to draft this bill because he indicated he wanted to go forward quickly on doing this because there's a significant number of Minnesotans who exhaust their regular state benefits who don't get this federal extension. And these are the most needy of the people. While the administration remains neutral, I can just say that the department worked with Senator Metzen's staff to draft this bill, including the amendment.
Let me tell you guys how important this bill is. Mr. Nelson was down in Florida, and he came back to testify. Okay, that's how important this bill is.
Look at the nice sun.
Maybe he came back to ski also.
He's got this beautiful suntan. But,
okay. Are there any questions or comments of either Mr. Nelson or Senator Metzen? Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, and I guess Mr. Nelson, I believe that Senator Metzen said there was about 400 people that would qualify under this?
About 3,000.
3,000. Okay, I'm sorry. Out of how many as compared to how many qualify for the federally in Minnesota,
Mr.
extension?
Nelson,
does that make sense? Do you see what I'm asking?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, there are currently 27,000 people in Minnesota collecting the federal extension. What happens, of those who exhaust regular benefit entitlement, approximately 10% don't qualify for the federal extension. And this would be that group, that 10%.
Does it pick up that, Mr. Chairman, that 10% that falls between the
cracks, so to speak? As I testified earlier in the Jobs Committee, the department is ready to send out 13,000 letters. That's the total universe of people who exhausted benefits who didn't meet the federal requirement. Now, we know many of those people have probably returned to work or something else. We estimate there'll be about 3,000 because that's the percentage who, when the federal extension came in place in July, we sent out over 40,000 letters. And about 1 in 5 of those, in fact, immediately applied for that federal extension. So that's why we assume about 20-some percent of that 13,000 will immediately apply for the federal extension. So that's where we get the 3,000 from. But you're looking at a universe of, since that federal extension has been in place, of over 13,000 people who don't qualify for that federal extension.
Senator Dibble.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I support this strongly. I just want to understand it a little better. I'm not quite totally grasping the reason for this glitch. Is it because, if I'm hearing it correctly, if I'm understanding correctly, it's because that cohort of people, their earnings are less relative to the level of Minnesota's benefit, and so it knocks them out of this federal requirement. Is that correct?
Mr. Nelson.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, yes, that's absolutely correct. What Minnesota does, simplest explanation is Minnesota, we calculate your weekly benefit amounts based on a high quarter for most people.
A high quarter.
Most states use the high two quarters. So, for you can see, if you use a smaller snapshot in time, you're going to get a higher weekly benefit amount relative to your total base period earnings. And that's part of the problem. As I said, if we provided lower weekly benefits to people on the same earnings, they would qualify. And part of it's because of how we compute the weekly benefit amount. That's why most states don't have this issue. There are other states which do this. I know I don't have names. I'm aware that they have done it in the past. So Minnesota is not unique in providing this, what you call, backfill of an extension. But that's the problem, our weekly benefit amount in relation to your base period earnings. But again, the problem is part of it is the base period, because we take a snapshot in time in history rather than more recent wages.
Okay, great. That helps. Thank you.
And that's part of what this bill does, is move that base period from recent wages also.
Consequently, Mr. Chairman, the members at the lower wage people are the ones that are getting
hurt
in the system. So we want to fix that up today.
Any further questions or comments? Seeing none. Senator Metzen then moves that Senate File 4, as amended, be recommended to pass and be re-referred to Finance. Or is that the motion? Okay. Senator Metzen moves that Senate File 4, as amended, be recommended to pass and be re-referred to Finance. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motions aye. Adopted.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Metzen. Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Cap, what's coming up here? Anything soon?
We do not have plans to meet probably until maybe next week, if not the week after.
Okay. Probably going to be waiting until the governor's budget comes out? Is that what it sounds like? Unless something urgent like this comes up again, then we'll let you all know. So, thank you all very much. Meeting adjourned.
Oh, you're going late. When he asked the poll, didn't you?